WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says there are a lot of young musicians who are supposed to know the history of the music and supposed to be able to play. Kevin says many of these musicians don't really measure up, but one who does is alto saxophonist Abraham Burton. He's played in several of bebop drummer Arthur Taylor's groups and has studied with saxophonist Jackie McLean. Here's Burton on Jackie McLean's Minor March.
Say this for Abraham Burton. He can play very fast, in the manner of 1940s bebop musicians. The boppers loved dexterity and fast thinking, but they also believed in playing ballads very slow, to find out what you had going for you besides technique and reflexes, to find out if you had good tone and depth of feeling, and if you understood melody. On Laura, Abraham Burton thinks not like an alto player, but like a tenor sax balladeer with a big soulful sound. He also gets at why jazz musicians have played Laura for 49 years. It has very nice chords, but it's also that the melody unreels the way an improvisation does. Composer David Raxon takes that great opening line and keeps reworking it. He builds the whole melody out of it. So when a jazz group plays Laura, the variations begin where the written part starts instead of where it ends. A clever soloist can use that to blur the line between what's written and improvised. That's what Abraham Burton does. He drifts slowly away from the melody like a film noir smoke ring. He preserves the mood. This Laura can remind you how great material fosters great playing. Unfortunately, musicians will settle for less. Burton's good band on his album Closest to the Sun is pianist Mark Carey, bassist Billy Johnson, and drummer Eric McPherson. Burton and company wrote more than half the pieces, and their tunes aren't nearly so rich or as stimulating to play. Some folks say jazz needs a canon of classic works, but jazz already has one. The canon is the tunes jazz musicians always play, like Body and Soul, and Cherokee, and All the Things You Are, and Laura.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Closest to the Sun by alto saxophonist Abraham Burton.